Things are going well. I think when we launched the development plan in March 2015, we were at 347 employment. We're at 450 now, we hope, and we have allocated for 550 by the end of this year. So things are definitely going positive in the right direction.
Tell us a little bit about these facilities that we're standing in today.
These facilities, this is one of the biggest economic hubs now in Donegal, the Aislingy Door. There's 12 million spent on it. We have 27 different units on the second floor. We have 50% occupancy. And one of the things, we've developed 19 of those spaces this year, within the last year. And we're delighted to see that a lot of the companies that have come back, we have 12 companies, we have 11 up there and one moving in next week. They're mostly people from this area that have returned from places like Connecticut, Edinburgh, Dublin, London, Limerick. And we all know from the last census, the difficulty we have with emigration in this county is the highest in the Republic of Ireland. Added to that in the unemployment. So anything like this is good, especially in this climate.
Does success breed success in that when you're showing companies around an already thriving building that it becomes a more attractive prospect?
I think it does, because one of the difficulties we probably had in the last 3 years is that we inherited big singular manufacturing units, and what we had to do is break those down into what small modern office space that people are looking for today, because those buildings had become irrelevant. The building you're in today was a manufacturing building, one big unit making radiators up till 1999, and you can see the investment and the cost, because we have three different floors here and the first floor is totally occupied and we're talking about the second floor. It takes a lot of time to do that, but see, when you have it, then you're 100% right. When you have a turnkey facility, people say, well, I can go back there. I have 100 megabyte there. I have quick broadband. Some of those people were working out of the houses. Some of those people are traveling to Dublin. They said to their employers in Dublin, look, we can do this from home. One of the businesses transferred from Connecticut. And they says, we can do this in Ireland, exactly the same thing we're doing here. And they've employed 9 local people. So it's good because families are coming back. If we look at the mean age, you're talking about 30s, mid-30s. They're married people. They're coming back with their children. And that's what we need in West Donegal.
The amount of businesses in this building alone growing all the time. What could push that growth even quicker? Is it all about financing to some extent? Not all about it, but is the amount of money available one of the stumbling blocks?
Well, we always want more. Yes, that is the thing. It's when this companies didn't come here by chance. They came here because the government agency, Gaeltachta, our predecessor, and Udras na Gaeltachta, went out and looked for companies. From the very first one in 1968, Amblers, we went to Dublin. We asked them to come here. They took a big chance then. That was the first one. Now we have to have investment. We would think that we'd probably have this space full in 2 years' time. We hope that. So if we have those 27 units full, we want them to move to the third floor. So investment is key to bringing companies in, yes.
And finally, you know, you talked about companies all over the world and perhaps some listening to this online today, but also, you know, there could be companies within Donegal that might see it as an attractive proposition. What is the process of engaging with Udras with a view to perhaps taking a space here?
We're open for business. You can contact our office in Gidor, 074-956-0100, or you can go onto our website, www.udras.ie, and you can come down to the office, talk to anybody, and we'll tell you the kind of support we have. We welcome anybody in. And at the moment, I'm glad to say that we're talking to two other companies that we're hopeful will come here.
And finally, it is a success story in a recovering economy. Is it somewhat frustrating, perhaps, that not as many people as you would like to realise what's going on here?
I think that's true. I think when we have all those figures about recession, and when we had a double recession of emigration, sometimes it's hard to get the good news story out. It's great to get this opportunity today to get it out. But I think it's difficult sometimes, and we understand that difficulty, because in a sense, to be honest, people lost confidence in the system. It's beginning to turn around now. We see that with the additional 120 jobs there and hopefully 100 extra now. So it's important that people are positive about it. And at the moment on the estate, we have four companies looking for people. We have SLM, we have RAP, we have Euroflex, and we have Fresh Metal. They're all employing people. So there is a small turnaround, yes.